Mueller's appearance before two House committees this week. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Last week, the president said he did not plan to watch when Mueller goes before two House panels Wednesday. He said the same today and then conceded he might watch a little bit. Either way, he says it's a waste of time, falsely repeating earlier claims that Mueller's Russia report cleared him of obstruction and collusion.
You can't take all those bites out of the apple.
What Mueller actually wrote was there's not sufficient evidence to establish the Trump campaign criminally conspired with Russia in the 2016 race. He did not clear the president of trying to obstruct his investigation, and Democrats say they'll push that point Wednesday. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The health minister of the Democratic Republic of Congo resigned on Monday after he was dismissed as head of the team tackling a persistent Ebola outbreak. Last week, the World Health Organization declared the outbreak in eastern Congo to be an international health emergency. As of July 20th, 1,643 people have died among nearly 2,500 confirmed cases of Ebola. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is hailing a new chapter in U.S. relations with Latin America following a whirlwind trip to four countries in South and Central America. The top U.S. diplomat made stops in El Salvador, Mexico, Ecuador, and Argentina. He said countries that commit themselves to fighting crime and corruption and promoting democracy will reap the benefits. And India on Monday launched a mission to land a rover on an unexplored area of the moon. Only three countries, the United States, Russia, and China, have landed a rover on the moon. It was India's second try at the mission. A mission was scrubbed last Monday. This is VOA News. The United States and Iran have each launched a new round of verbal volleys, raising tensions between Tehran and the West to new heights today. During a photo op with the Pakistani Prime